And I felt bad for poor Frida because she had woken me up with this. And I said, what?
What?
His face looked like an ass. And she said, isn't this the type of stuff that you love to talk about with Rob?
Okay, bingo.
Sure.
You caught me.
She wanted to be on the princess phone.
But again, even last night on the CSI, when they were shooting people, it didn't sound like that from out in Compton.
If you don't agree with me, you can kiss my upper lip.
a taser delivers 50,000 volts of electricity.
Taser.
Incapacitating its victim. How would you feel about a police officer who tasered the woman who's 8 months pregnant with your baby? In Seattle, a cop...
Is it my first wife or my second wife?
Is it your current wife?
It depends on what she's doing.
Whoever she might be at the time.
Well, I need to hear more
about it. It's a rhetorical question.
I know, but I want to give you...
You don't have to answer.
I want to give you a response.
Probably better for you if you don't, actually.
Seriously, though, I mean that. It depends on what she's doing.
In Seattle, a cop is being investigated for doing just this in a routine traffic stop. She was rushing her son to school that day. He says she was resisting arrest. She says she agreed to take the speeding ticket, but that she just refused to sign it. Officially, Seattle police say a taser benefits the public by reducing injuries to the officers and to the people they arrest.
And they are the best episodes of Cops. If you ever see a Cops where they do the taser, it's nothing better. There's nothing funnier. There's nothing funnier than watching a big guy be tasered.
Yeah. Not as funny, though, when
I've seen it live.
An 8-month pregnant woman is
Hank's Look
tasered.
Around Cafe.
Hey, it was St. Patrick's Day. It was one guy.
Sure. Look Around Cafe.
And one guy.
And he requested it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he sure did.
I'll tell you now, I know how to ask the cops for it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I know what to do.
So what do you say to the cops?
Huh? Well, no, it wasn't a question of saying. It was a question of doing. And it was a question of, you know, trying to take a swing at the cops. That's how to get tasered.
Yeah. I love that game at the boardwalk, taser tag.
Right.
Now, since it was my magic day, did you say you got O-tasered? Hey, you got O-shock.
The sparks are green, I think. Well, this woman, 8 months pregnant, really posed no threat to anyone. She didn't take a swing at anyone. She just refused to sign her speeding ticket. The next thing you know, she's tasered. Quoting a sheriff's deputy commenting on the case, this just doesn't look good to the public. But without the police...
Yes, we're both there. Well,
I have to hear the entire story.
Exactly. Don't you think there's a chance of damage to the baby if you taser an 8-month pregnant woman who's not posing a threat to anyone?
First of all, there's the outside shot. Even an 8-month pregnant woman might just appear to be fat.
Uh-huh.
And there's a chance that she was completely out of line.
All right.
I back up the cops.
All Didn't harm me.
Well... You know, admittedly, without the police, who would arrest the people running a meth lab and having sex with dogs?
Oh, that is that!
In Titusville, Pennsylvania, two women have been charged with having intercourse with a male bull mastiff. The man who owns the place this allegedly happened has also been arrested on that same charge.
Yeah!
He also faces charges of manufacturing methamphetamine. Police found out about the bestiality when they looked at a videotape they'd secretly recorded in the meth lab.
Oh, my goodness!
Police say they aren't sure if the meth is what made the trio such giving lovers.
That is an affectionate breed.
Wow!
We do have to break right here. What's coming up next?
When we return, we play a round of How's Your War on Terror?
How's Your War on Terror?
Oh, man. Who let the dogs out?
We'll be right here with that.
Is the Don and Mike WKSK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, how about this?
A vacay every day in the month of May. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cresta?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You are stupid, and they are not.
Hey.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, facts are facts. Buzz's News now brought to you by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Veramax, number one because it really works. Call 1-888-TRY. VMAX, dude.
Can I call a
And now here's Buzz. Oh, also got to mention we're giving away NBA playoff tickets this week on the show. And the NBA playoffs on ABC Saturday night at 8. Only on ABC. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Cool.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Hey, remember last week we were all pretty psyched to hear that Al-Qaeda's number three guy had been captured?
Oh, yes. We were super psyched.
It meant, we were told, that the capture of Osama bin Laden couldn't be. President Bush called it, and I quote, a critical breakthrough in the war. He called Abu Faraj al-Libi a top general and a major facilitator for the Al-Qaeda network.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
When you mentioned Bush, I know yesterday we mentioned him driving.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him dancing?
Dancing in Georgia. That was fantastic.
He does everything well.
It's the best.
He's having a blast over there. You know, in a world where we're not really well-received, he's getting incredible welcomes over there.
He dances. He does the whole... He got almost the chubby checker twist thing going.
I'm going to do my two-step here. Man, they're treating me... I finally found a country. They're digging me.
Did you see that car?
Oh, man, I like that thing.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Bunch of clowns in the back of that car.
So the president especially was excited about the capture of Abu Faraj al-Libi. And in the days that followed, I read stories that said the truth serum, sodium pentothal, had proven worthless in getting the guy to talk. So had extreme questioning. But today comes the news that al-Libi is not and was not the number three man in al-Qaeda. that he was, in fact, more like middle management at best.
Well, so he's like Michael Hughes.
The Pakistani officials who arrested al-Libi are trying to keep the excitement alive, quoting one...
Michael Hughes is number two.
Quoting one, the capture of al-Libi will have made them all very apprehensive, so good news, we've made the enemy anxious.
Our general manager is not number three.
We're winning.
Right, let's make sure he's number two.
Now, since the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. has spent $4.5 billion on terrorism screening equipment, and billions of those dollars were spent on crappy equipment. In fact, a new report says most of that $4.5 billion was wasted. Nuclear weapons monitors that sound an alarm whenever they detect a banana or cat litter. And explosive detectors set off by a bottle of shampoo, according to the New York Times. There was also the chemical weapons monitor that doesn't go off until 36 hours after an attack.
Oh, my goodness!
Yeah, you're right, Rosie.
I've
got to agree with you this time.
Quoting a former government advisor, we bought a lot of stuff that wasn't very effective.
I'm hearing you!
Yeah, I'm with you, baby.
A Republican senator says we responded to 9/11 by spending money as rapidly as possible.
Thank you!
Okay, you can shut up now.
And how that is that?
Hackers got into our military's computer system last year, a lot. The breach last year in the Cisco Systems Network allowed the repeated invasion of thousands of computers, including those belonging to the Pentagon.
Oh, dear.
There's a hacking now. You can hear the sound of the hacking.
And that reminds me, what a great...
I appreciate the explanation. I wouldn't have got...
Hacking off. It reminds me again, what a great commercial Cisco got last night.
Yes, on 24.
And I'm getting a commercial again now because I'm so stupid I keep saying that.
These computers that were invaded belong to the Pentagon, NASA, and various research labs.
Go, hack, go!
Thank you, Mike.
The security holes have now been plugged, but investigators say they cannot tell yet how much information has been stolen, destroyed, or damaged.
You're plugging that hole, Buzz?
At the moment, the investigation centers on a 16-year-old boy in Sweden who's now been stopped. His computer equipment was confiscated. He was prosecuted as a juvenile and then released to his parents.
Yes, go back and have yourself some chocolate and cheese.
Lars, what are you doing on the computer?
Somebody better ask Shelley about this.
Shelley?
Shelley Hack.
The boy had invaded computers in his hometown.
Or why not Bill O'Reilly? He's a hack.
He's a hack.
He's just a hack.
Yeah.
He's King O'Hack.
He is.
Boy had invaded computers in the U.S. and a half dozen other countries, mostly by stealing passwords with a Trojan horse virus.
All right, if we must play the game, though, I guess you could ask David Morse.
David Morse?
The guy, M-O-R-S-E, the guy that was on St. Elsewhere. He was in the CBS hit show.
Hack. That's good. You know, I'm going to give you that because it was in my mind, and he's a good actor. He was also in The Green Mile.
And don't forget my favorite basketball player, Shaq.
S-Hack. Now you've slipped backwards. Now you've slipped.
Wasn't there a football player, Hacksaw?
Hacksaw Reynolds.
Hacksaw Reynolds, yes.
So there's him.
I think we all need to stop.
That's good, Rob.
Oh, no.
I love it when you bring sports into the show.
Well, it is my life.
a football player.
Homo.
He was great.
I follow Ray's word.
Now, about that guy who found a fingertip in his chocolate frozen custard in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Since the flesh went immediately into the ice-cold custard, it would have been possible to reattach the fingertip to the restaurant worker who'd lost it. But for that to happen, the man who found the partial digit would have had to have surrendered Exhibit A in his big money lawsuit against the custard stand.
I'm not beautiful lady from Chicago.
Right, does.
Instead, the man put it in his freezer, where, according to doctors, it became unreattachable, especially by 6 hours after the accident. So, for discussion, I pose this question.
Okay.
Who suffered more trauma, the man who found the finger or the man who will never get it back?
The man who found it.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah. Would you do the exact same thing?
I don't know.
If you get a finger in your custard, you're not going to be thinking, hey, you're going to be, oh, my God, what the hell is this?
Now, there are two different levels of this. The first is the guy that gets his finger cut off while he's doing it.
Right.
Okay, but he's there working with the equipment. So he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, he lost a finger. He knows there's a chance he's going to lose a finger. If you go and you buy the custard or whatever the stupid product was,
right,
the hot apple pie, whatever it is,
yep,
and you find a finger.
Yeah, but also you get something gross in your food, everybody's going to react the same way. Your mindset, it's going to be an autopilot. You're not going to immediately say, Where's the person that lost it? You're going to say, oh, my God, there's something gross in my food.
Also, the finger should have never made it to the guy. If
Bingo.
Your finger
True.
Gets cut off,
of course
rinse couldn't. Out the equipment.
Absolutely.
And haven't you seen all the stories where they say, this is not the first time that this has happened?
Right.
And then they show the machinery, mm-hmm, which looks something out of, like, Little House of Horrors. little Shop of Horrors, excuse me.
Does this hurt you? When we return, sports. And a case of road rage.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so
incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive.
Yes.
Really, the time has just flown by.
I'm going to learn that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Every day we play.
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Simply the world's greatest website. Now here's Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. In sports, welcome to the Miami Heat-Washington Wizards game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand for our exploding briefcase? A bomb squad blew up an abandoned briefcase in Miami the other day before that night's game.
Right, that was on Sunday afternoon.
They do this about, the bomb squad does this kind of thing about 15 times a month, and usually they're blowing up something that's really not a threat, and that was the case with this briefcase, which apparently belonged to a radio sports reporter.
And it was also filled with letters to dominatrices that hadn't been sent.
That's right.
Jim Shorts, what's happening in the world of sports?
Where the hell are my notes?
Jim Shorts with sports shorts. Jim Shorts.
Yeah. And finally,
yeah,
in Los Angeles.
Thanks for patronizing me. Yeah.
No, I was egging you on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I know. You're gentle.
Finally.
You're care. What is it you are?
Giving lover.
Giving.
Giving lover.